In 10 days' time, more than 80 young entrepreneurs from around the country will gather in Mullingar for the Student Enterprise Awards organised by the local enterprise offices. For each participant, this is going to mark an achievement. Their idea, their product, their business has made it to the finals. And while all the people that we're about to talk to now might be young, do not be misled by this. They have approached their enterprises with the kind of focus and serious intent that entrepreneurs of any age might need. The projects were all really wide-ranging, but there were two that caught our eye in particular as they relate to the very important issue of farm safety. I'm joined in studio by Sean Brett from County Tipperary and Danielle Hall from County Longford. Good morning to both of you. Thank you very much for coming in. Sean, we'll deal with yours first because we're going to have a little bit of a job describing on radio what it is that you did. You were particularly worried about the slurry tank at home on the farm.
Yeah, so I come from a suckler farm in Tipperary and my father drives a long way spreading slurry. We've rented land. So I have a little sister at home. She's only 9 years of age. I have a golden retriever dog who'd follow anything, a bird or a mouse or anything. Mm. So Dad was always extra careful, putting barrels, putting pallets, putting everything in the way to try and stop people from falling into the pit. Because when you
when fall, he had taken the manhole of cover off to agitate or to extract or whatever.
So when you're agitating, it's fine because there's a cover. But when the slurry hose is in the pit and he's gone, so there is a gap where the finger comes down against the pipe. There is a gap there where it leads a hole into the manhole.
Dogs or little sisters or anything else at peril. So you came up with an idea for a grate that has a handle on top of it that can be put onto the back of the lifter on the tractor and just placed on top of it.
Yeah, so it's a steel portable manhole cover. That's what it is. That goes into the slurry pit manhole when spreading slurry. So when the tankit is in place, there's no way anyone can fall into the pit. It's a safety device on a farm. So you lift it in with the front loader, your tractor, and it lifts into place and then it's safe.
You brought me a little plastic model prototype into studio. The top half of it almost looks like sort of a handbag shape as the handle can lift the grate down. And then the bottom, there's four legs which sit inside the manhole cover. So everything's nice and tight and secure. Did you do the welding on the... Because the real life version of this is how heavy?
The real life version is 75 or 80 kg, so it's heavy.
And did you learn how to weld to put this together yourself?
Yeah, so I got a lot of help now with from my father and my uncle, so to help me weld, because I had no idea. Like I don't do engineering in school. I don't do anything like that. So it was trial and error, like at the start.
Well, trial and error, yeah. This is the successful prototype. Were there many that didn't work?
A lot. There was a lot that didn't work. It took a while to find the one that worked, but I have now, and yeah, so I'm delighted.
Okay, well, now we come to the really impressive part, and that is the uptake. Talk to me about how many people have shown an interest in it.
Yeah, so Tankit has a huge uptake. I have a Dundee account, which is over 2,000 views. I have a website, tankit.eu, and then I have my Instagram, tankit.thepremierfarmingway. And I posted a reel on my Instagram, which is now sitting just under a quarter of a million views, with over 7,000 likes.
And do you see, folks, how many times he mentioned the product name there in the last 30 seconds? Using up every bit of advertising opportunity that he can. Danielle, your idea... it's really, really smart to take something that is a part of the backdrop of everybody's day and use it to convey a farm safety message right into the kitchen or the office or wherever. What is it? What's the idea?
So it's a 2024 farm safety calendar, and each month has different safety tips based on what's happening during the month. So February would have calving, so they'd have safety tips about calving.
I'll just open it here to the month of February, because it's not just the one tip. You take all of the kind of the top tips for the month. Have a well-designed calving pen and gate. Minimise the direct physical contact between the cow and the farmer. An innovation that we have just heard on this programme only a few weeks ago saved somebody's life. Always make sure a safe means of escape is available in the calving pen. Always wear arm-length gloves and washable protective clothing. Always have good lighting, a calving jacket, a non-slip design in the calving pen. And you have, for each month, something that is a kind of a timely reminder, yeah?
Yeah.
Go on, tell me about what else you have throughout the course of the year.
So for March, we have slurry, which is a very important topic. And during March, you'd be out doing your slurry. And when you come home or you're heading out, it'd be up on the wall. And let's say you're putting on your wellies or doing something like that. You'd look up, you'd see the tips, and hopefully you remember that for the day.
Yeah, yeah, because you have tips in there, like make sure that it's well ventilated in the shed, never go back in until 30 minutes afterwards. And these are really, you know, useful things to have at the front of your mind as you go about the job. Okay. So tell me then about taking the idea from idea to actual fruition. What did that involve?
So these safety tips and the photos are from the HSA. So we got a man from the HSA, Thomas Cassidy, and he came out and he kind of gave us advice on what to put, what would be important. And I have a neighbour, he works with AXA Insurance, and he helped us. He'd be dealing with accidents on a daily basis. So he told us what would be the most important, okay, like, because we had to get 12 tips, so we...
For 12 months
12
of the
months,
year.
Yeah. So he helped us design that.
And who's the we in this? Saoirse, Kate and Emma, how did you divide the duties between the four of you?
I kind of took the managerial role and yeah, and divided them
and
with
you delegated
the strong
everything
points.
Else,
yeah.
Did you? Okay, go on.
So Saoirse, she was communication, so dealing with people, deciding where we're going to go. So we went to marts and markets to try sell these. Mm-hmm. Emma was the financial, so she dealt with the money side of things. Kate was the designer, so she designed the layout of the calendar and got the photos which would fit. And I managed them all and set them their roles.
And what kind of feedback did you get as you were selling it? Were people impressed?
People were impressed because with booklets, you'd throw them away, you might look at them once,
you'd
throw them away and
skim
lose
out of
them.
Once and then put it on
where
a shelf, absolutely.
The calendar's up all year round and you'll see it all year round.
Okay. And how many have you managed to sell?
Around 700 of them.
That's very impressive. Yeah. That must have taken a fair bit of time, or did they fly off the shelf?
Well, it did take a bit of time. We got farming groups and selling them in the markets So okay, took a bit of time, yeah.
You're not pocketing all of that yourself, though. What are you doing with it?
We're donating 10% of our profits to Embrace Farms, which is a charity that helps people who have been in farm accidents or are coping with farm deaths.
Okay. There's a bit of a tradition of inventing gadgets, Sean, in your farm. Everybody's at it, are they?
Yeah, so I think that it's on all farms around Ireland. People invent stuff just to help them out with their daily life, but it's the person who actually takes that thought and just transforms it into a business.
And does what you've done. I mean, you have a patent on this, do you?
Yeah, so Tankit is a trademarked company.
Yeah, there he goes again. Yeah, God, you're good. You're good.
Tankit is a trademarked company. I also have the design registration true. So, so it's safe.
All right. Well done. And look, the both of you, the very best of luck, because the final is, what, in a week and a half or something like that?
Yeah, the 9th.
All right. The very best of luck to you and to everybody else who has entered it. Very impressive stuff there.